Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hello, everyone. Oh my God.
Please keep that in.
I literally almost choked on that. I almost choked on it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? Episode 300.
Big confetti poppers. Should we cheers?
Cheers. Abso-fucking-lutely. Cheers to 300 episodes, many years of our life. Countless hours and a wonderful community that we built out of it. Wow, we really made it.
Honestly, I feel like in the beginning, we used to say this every episode and it feels appropriate to say now. Look at us.
Look at us. Like on episode 10.
Just like to each other. That was like the constant, like, oh my God, yeah. Episode 10, episode 11. And now we have made it to 300, which seems
absolutely
unreal.
Insane.
Welcome back to another episode of Do We Know Them?
What is this? Episode 4?
Episode 4.
Look at us.
We're probably annoying to some people. They're like, yeah, you made it to episode 6. Big whoop. Isn't that the plan when you start a podcast? It wasn't that it wasn't the plan. It's just that we sometimes have a problem with following through.
Sometimes.
Round of applause for us.
We just give ourselves a round of applause every episode.
You know, it's something to celebrate every time.
Look at us doing stuff.
Look at us.
How many times have you sent me the look at us GIF?
Hey. Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us accomplishing things per usual. Look at us.
I don't think I've ever, like, since maybe 2015, kept consistent on a YouTube channel. So, like, here we are. This is amazing.
Look at us learning.
Learning and growing.
Oh,
look at us right back on the saddle. Anyway, we do have a show, right? Yes.
Yes.
No, yeah, we do.
I think so.
Look at us. So much effort put into this.
I'm very proud of us. Good job.
I'm really getting up in those numbers. Look at us.
And we are back for the second time this week. Look at us.
We thought we weren't going to be consistent, and here we are bringing you two episodes. I think that's a big deal. We got a new sponsor.
Look at us. Another sponsor of this podcast. Look at us. Look at us being consistent. Thank you for 40,000 subscribers. I'm just very, very happy, and I just can't believe that, like, the podcast is growing, and it's just amazing, and I'm so excited, and I want to say thank you.
I was going to say, yeah, we're in the double digits, but we've been there a while, but we're in the 20s.
We're in the five digits. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 40,000.
I meant episode wise.
Oh, yeah, no, we're way past there.
Look at us. And we only had like one big hiccup.
Maybe five if you just mishmash them all together, but who's counting?
To the whoever's doubted us and said that we were going to fall short.
No, we're not. Well, those are the same people who said that we weren't going to make it to episode 13, let alone 179.
Look at us. I feel like we're like, it's cheers. So slow. Like, we've only done 6, really?
Look at us now, 3 years later.
Look at us.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay, bye.
Bye. If you have been here from the beginning, I mean, shit, even if you've been here since episode 100, 200, that's a lot of fucking episodes. So
they,
we appreciate,
say,
you.
The girlies always, they go back and watch all of them. And I'm like, we don't
that's
have to
crazy.
Do that. We could.
They were much worse back then. Yeah, but honestly, no. Thank you so much. Well, we didn't have anything planned. We have been busy. So
yeah,
we just,
it's been a very
have,
chaotic last month, I feel like.
Right. We didn't have anything special planned, but a very special girly, mm-hmm. Luis, who is not only our Patreon mod, I have known him for so many years, and he is just like truly, you know, he's very wonderful, very involved. I play Fortnite with him. You know, he's a great, great guy. He planned something. We don't know what it is.
He told us a while ago, he was like, I'm going to send you something and you guys have to open it on camera. And we were like, what is it? He's like, I can't tell you that.
Immediately I got scared because I hate when people watch me open a gift. Same. Because I'm like, what if, same, I don't like it? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But
we're, he's also like given us stuff before, which, by the way, so unnecessary. We are like,
I know,
he didn't have,
he's
to do
giver.
Anything.
Hey, listen.
Stop.
I understand. I'm just like him. Truly. Like, I do understand. You know, he just likes to give. It's his love language.
Did we already ever show his gift? The
which
pop,
one?
The little figurines.
Oh my God. The fucking Pumple Fox, Funko Pops. I actually have it up here. I can grab mine.
I think mine's right over here.
I had to have mine upstairs. My son wanted to immediately open it, which would ruin everything. Mine is Jessica Urban.
Mine is the other girl.
Oh my God, I'm dead. What does yours have? Mine has, what is that? A phone, I think, and then headphones.
Mine's holding a laptop, but then it also has black headphones, which mine I might did be a used laptop. To have black headphones. And then also, there's a little Max.
You have a Max? Yeah, where's my Hershey? I want to fight Luis.
Oh, you didn't get one? Maybe he didn't want to pick between Hershey and Jasmine, so he didn't want
to. Oh, you know what? And that's an important distinction to make.
Look at
that. That's cute. That's cute. Yeah, he just sends us little, you know, gifts with love sometimes, which is very, very, again, unnecessary. Of course, you don't have to do that, but it is very sweet. That little light purple, like, koozie for my White Claws, he sent me that.
I got it as well, but my Truly doesn't fit in there.
I know, you big ass Truly bitch. I bought you once the biggest fucking koozie I could find, and Lily was like, it doesn't fit. I'm like, fuck.
No, there's only, I think there's only one that actually fits it, and it's like one of the ones that like adjusts to the different, like you can take a bunch of pieces.
Is it the
out.
Frost Buddy?
I think
it is. That's what I got you, isn't it?
I think there's a Frost Buddy XL.
God damn it.
I don't remember. You would search the dimensions, and I think that goes back to you not knowing what a tall boy is.
I think that, and then you know what, you might be right. But anyway, all of that to say, he sent us something, so we're gonna open it and see what it is to celebrate 300. He said this was to celebrate 300, so I trust him.
Yeah, to clarify, this was like an old one. This was for like 200 maybe.
I think it was for 250, honestly. I'm not sure, but it's so funny because my kids almost did open the box. I will say we might have gotten the wrong box. Mine said Lily on it. Lily's didn't say a name, so we don't know.
Can I read the warning that it came with? Because it arrived a few days ago, but there's a warning. Yeah. It's laminated.
That's the only reason I didn't open it. My kids were on the way to get their little sticky fingers on it.
It says, warning, wee woo, wee woo. It's like, thank you. Nice callback to the it's been a while since we've used the misinformation police.
Yeah, because I've been slaying so hard lately.
Also, someone didn't realize that it was just me.
What do you mean? They thought it was like a real police officer?
Yeah, definitely that was what they thought. No, I'm pretty sure they thought it was our researcher or something. And I was like, oh no, it was just me.
Oh no, that's just, yeah.
Didn't want to talk, so it was easier. Yeah. But it says, wee woo, wee woo. This box is not to be opened until you sit down to film episode 300. I repeat, do not open until filming episode 300. You have been warned. This is a totally legit and legally binding warning. Violators will be persecuted to the full extent of the law, aka we will call Janet.
So I got scared. I did put mine in my garage. I was scared for my life.
I mean, you wouldn't want to get Janet involved, so.
All right, let's open this. I am so curious. You know how hard it is for me to not open things? I got it like a week ago. It's very difficult.
I know. I had to put it in here and like throw it off to the side.
I'm so scared. Why do I feel like I'm,
I don't know,
about to open anthrax?
I feel like it's gonna, like something's gonna pop out.
Okay, ready? One. Two, three. What is it? Oh, this is definitely yours. It's a customized Do We Know Them Yeti cooler with your name on it.
Oh, it has my name on it. This says Do We Know Them, and it has us, like there's outlines of us, but it's like a wine one.
Oh, then that's definitely mine. Does it say
Never mind. Yep. It says Jesse on the back. Yep.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, spiced cider, and espresso martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Yeah. Oh, damn. So, I'm not going to lie. I don't know if I want to send this to you. I do really like it. Well, you wouldn't use it anyway because it's skinny, right? Do you want it? It's okay.
Well, no, I could just pour my Truly into my Jesse cup.
It has both of us, and then it says, do we know them?
Same thing, but yours is just a wine version.
It's okay. I'll send it to you. It's fine.
We could just say it's like we have a piece of each other.
Okay. You know what? I love that. Okay. So we got...
Okay, right. So it's congrats, read the card.
Okay,
yeah, this feels awkward.
Hey, Lily.
I was going to say, this feels like I'm reading someone else's mail.
But I think it says the same thing, right?
Probably. It says, this box is just a small token of appreciation from the Patreon team, the girlies, and I. Thank you both so much for the laughter and smiles you guys bring to us every week, and twice at that. I know how hard you guys work behind the scenes, and it does not go unnoticed. We as a community are so proud of you guys. Cheers to you both, and to 300 absolutely iconic episodes. Here's to a million more.
A million. Oh my God. Mm. Is this my mom's candles? It is.
Oh my God.
La Luna. Oh my God, I knew it. I know this fucking unit anywhere, bitch. My mom packages it always in this box. It says smells like 300 episodes.
Oh my God. Wait, it's like a custom one?
To be honest, I do think this is one of her scents. Fraser Forest. Oh, it smells like Christmas.
It's a custom label.
Yeah, no. She did make the labels, I'm assuming. Yes.
Ooh, it smells good.
It smells like Christmas, honestly.
I love that.
Yeah, now my mom getting involved. You know how hard it is for that bitch to keep a secret?
It's going to be one of those that I'm like, don't want to... Use.
No, bitch, just burn it. Let me know when you need more. I'll have my mom send you some.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we just slap the label back on it. Perfect.
Yes. Wait, what is this? Oh, my God.
I don't know. Wait.
Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
Oh my God,
there's more stuff. Oh, my God. This is insane.
Wait, you're not good.
What is there, a dildo in there? What is it?
Oh, my God, no. We've seen this before, and this is yours, so I guess I will have to
send it to you. What is it?
Do you remember when
we saw the tote bag?
The girlie that made the Trader Joe's
God
tote bag.
God damn it. You struck the lottery, you whore.
No, hold on to this.
Wait, but then I got this, which I'm assuming is yours, because it's a picture of Max painted.
Oh my God.
Wait, my God.
Why is it so? Why that look? Is that a photo?
A beautiful queen named Sienna Lane says, Lily, I really hope you like this painting of Max. You've posted so many adorable photos of him on Patreon that I was so excited to paint one of them for you. It was a huge pleasure. Okay, I'm sending you that, bitch. This is stunning. Are you kidding me?
It looks like a photograph. That is what he actually looks like.
Oh, I'm in shock. Okay, I'm definitely going to send you that, queen.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm not going to send you this, but...
Oh.
I'm kidding.
I'm going to have a photo of Max in my house.
Oh my God, if you're getting the... If the other thing I know that you're getting is in here...
What is it? What do you mean you know? Why don't I know anything? Nobody tells me anything.
I was told something in advance.
I think we both have this book.
Wait, you have a painting as well.
Who's the painting of?
This is actually kind of exciting.
Oh my God, no, I'm so excited. What is it?
Shouldn't have shown it to you right now.
Oh boy. Oh no, I'm falling apart.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have shown it.
Oh no, I'm fine. Me? No, I'm fine. Oh my God. Can you send that tomorrow, please? Oh my God. Oh my God, you don't understand. I've been looking on Etsy to try to find somebody to paint him. If you guys don't know, oh God, my dog Hershey, he has three legs because he had cancer. Well, it turns out he has cancer again, and I don't know how long he has. And oh my God, that's so cute. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. Oh God, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Oh, everything's fine. I just been really wanting to get a painting of him done.
Oh, wow. God, so cute.
That is
These are so good.
No, like they're the best paintings. I mean, I'm speechless. I can't even express how grateful I am for that. So thank you so much, Sienna. Seriously, that's so beautiful. I'm gonna make Nassim mail yours out tomorrow. Okay. Wow. Okay, we need to move on.
Just
I can't believe we're
gonna get it.
I know. Yeah. Yep. Wow. This is actually not at all what I was expecting. I am feeling a lot of emotions. We both also got these books, and it says, do we know them? Yes, we do. A collection of fan art and letters to the girlies from the girlies. And then in the back, it's just a bunch of quotes from us. It's powdered cheese. I don't even remember that.
You left out. Does yours not say happy 300th Trilby on it?
Yeah, happy 300th Trilby, which is, I mean, just absolutely fucking
epic.
Amazing. And then it says, dedication. This book is for the girlies from the girlies community. To Lily and Jesse, this would never have happened without you two. Happy 300th and cheers to 300 more. To the girlies, this diabolical community of fans and friends that have come together to watch two friends yap every Monday and Friday. Each and every one of you is truly iconic. The Patreon team would like to sincerely thank each and every one of the girlies who participated. Oh my God. And then it's just...
There's notes.
Oh my God. Not us as Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh my God. That was one of my favorite ones.
It's just a bunch of fan art and notes from people. Oh my God. This is
Oh my God. I'm going to cry. I'm...
I'm not.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We should have done this at the end, bitch.
This one isn't specific to me, but do you remember when we found out that all the cats loved me? That they would constantly be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Keep watching you. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, we have a lot of cats watching here.
Oh my God. There's a comic of us going to the Bridgerton Ball.
Wait, what?
Like a comic that is theoretically us going to the Bridgerton Ball.
Oh my God. There's the us stripper. As eggs.
Look at the stripper at the Bridgerton Ball. This is the best thing I have ever seen in my life.
I want to read all these right now. I'm like, okay, yeah, the episode's canceled. I know.
Oh my God. There's somebody that made a Do We Know Them like can of, it looks like a Truly can. And that just gave me the idea. What if we make our own seltzer one day? How epic would that be? We would never agree on a flavor, ever.
Oh. Well, that's why we would have two flavors.
Yeah, the like Lily and the Jesse. Yeah, exactly. The multi-pack. This is really, really, really special. I feel very emotional. Wait, I don't see. What are we?
Oh my God.
The nut, the starfish.
But I'm dying because like, even though it's like a caricature of us, that captures our facial expressions from that so well. No, like that truly is exactly what we
truly
look like.
You guys and, are yes, fucking the, insane the artists. I can't. This little witchy ball that is like a crystal ball and it has like a martini in the Truly. It's so amazing. I mean, oh my God, my heart is like bursting. I am just... Wow, I am speechless.
I'm obsessed
honestly
with all of the art, but I'm literally gonna sit and like read all of the notes later and just cry.
Oh my God, no, same. Luis, thank you for putting this together. Luis and Lindsay and everyone over on Patreon and everyone who participated. I mean, I am literally speechless.
There's one of Max and it says the other boy.
The other boy. No,
and
never,
he has a
never.
Truly.
Not him. Not him. Not him. Wait, do you want this? Because I was gonna, or maybe do you mind if I drink out of it and then send it to you?
Oh no, go for it. Oh my God. Also, he said he's been working on putting this all together since like August.
I know. Yeah.
And I believe that because he asked me for the Do We Know Them, like the logo, and that's what he's using on all these. I'm like, that was so long ago.
Well, while we have this amazing energy going, why don't we announce our first ever giveaway winners? The way that it's going to work, because we film our Friday episodes on Tuesday,
we wanted to give you guys a little more time to like be able to leave the comments. It needed to be more than 24 hours, which it wouldn't have been if we were announcing it like live right now. So we're not going to pick them until Thursday. And then we're just going to like, we're going to insert a little thing where we'll announce the winners.
And we're going to do that right now.
Hello, girlies. It's your favorite neighborhood elves.
I was trying to make my bells sound and I don't think
I think
works.
It's just my sleeve bells that are more prominent. Hi.
I think this is for a child.
Yeah, no, that my it's very, very tight on my head. Anyway. But we may or may not have bought these costumes last year for an intro that we were going to film, and then we never did. So Jesse reminded me we had them. And I was like, yes, absolutely.
We do. I did only put on the hat because I already have a very Christmassy shirt on. So it's fine.
It's fine. Maybe next week. So we are giving you guys gifts. So it felt appropriate that we would dress as elves as we announce them. If you missed it, we're doing giveaways throughout December. And we're announcing on Mondays or Tuesdays, depends on the upload. We're going to announce what the keyword is and you just have to leave a comment. That's how you enter. There's no purchase necessary. It's super easy. Then the following episode, we're going to pick three winners. There's a $1,000 winner, a $500 winner, and a $250 winner. Jessie said that she thinks we should start with the $1,000 winner, the grand prize.
I feel like if you're chosen first, you're the winner. You know
right?
what I mean?
So this feels right. And we're using a like website that scans all the comments and then you just can type a keyword and then we're going to just randomly pick and we're finding out right now with you guys.
That's exactly what's happening. So I have inserted the keyword filter, you know, put in girlies and we're just going to press continue and it's going to pick a random comment. This does include replies. So even if you reply to a comment using the word, you are entered to win. So shall we give it a whirl?
Like
our first winner of $1,000 is, oh, they're making us wait.
Please wait while we load the comments.
It's gonna take them a minute. There's 20,000 comments. Stop it's it. Only by 200.
In the meantime, while we wait, if you are chosen as a winner, the next step in the process is that you're going to reach out to us via email. So it's just dowenowthempodcast@gmail.com. And you're just going to identify yourself. Be like, hi, I'm so-and-so.
I won.
And I won.
Where's my money?
And then we'll verify your identity and send you the money. Also, just a note, if you are one of the winners, first of all, congratulations. But second of all, you have 7 days to email us and identify yourself or we pick someone else.
And that's not 7 business days. unfortunately, it's just 7 days. We really want to give everybody a chance. So if you don't come forward and claim your prize, then unfortunately, we will have to move on to the next winner. So make sure you're watching. If you're entering, make sure you're watching the next video. Because that would be a shame for you to go back in like 3 weeks and be like, wait, what the fuck? Okay, the comments are finally done loading. And the person who is our first winner of $1,000 is Heath Sperone 8980, who says, I'm so proud to be one of the girlies. Such an amazing community. Heath, you just won $1,000. Merry Christmas.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh my God, not the first girly winner being a guy. Who would have thought?
I took a minute to process because when that popped up, I almost said Heather.
I know, me too.
I'm glad you read it.
But it's not Heather, it's Heath.
No.
Congratulations, Heath. 890. Congratulations. Please email us at your earliest convenience and definitely before 7 days so that somebody else doesn't get it.
P.S. I also don't think I specified this in the rules, but if you win, you can't win again.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Number two, $500
winner. $500
winner
is Solena Reaction Nerd, who says, girlies, I've been watching you since this podcast first started out. Thank you for keeping me company during this very hard time in my life. Well, Solena, I hope $500 can help.
I know. What the fuck? Thank you for keeping us company.
Why are you going through a hard time? What's going on? Tell us. Please email us. Oh my God, this is so exciting. I feel like a real elf.
Okay.
The last winner.
Final winner of the day.
$250. The winner is Zoe Ball 3284, who says, hey girlies, I'm not usually a big commenter, but I followed since the start and thought I'd say how much this podcast helps get me through the week. Much love. We love you, Zoe. Please email us. Thank you to all our winners and everybody who commented. We really, really appreciate you. Do not worry if you didn't win. Just tune into Monday's episode. We're going to have a new keyword for you and you have a whole new chance to win.
I was going to say, if you are one of the 21,000 people that did not win, we are terribly sorry, but you have 6 more chances, technically, still.
Technically, yeah. So be sure to tune in. We love you guys. Thank you so much for your kind words. Your comments were so, so, so fucking sweet. The ones that we did read were just absolutely amazing. I know, it was great. So thank you guys. We appreciate you so much. And congratulations to our winners. And anyway, moving on with the episode.
Elf Girlies out.
Congratulations to those people that won that we're not exactly sure who it is just yet because we haven't filmed it.
We're very happy for you.
Yes, we are. If you did win, please reach out to us in the email linked in our description box and we'll just take it from there. If you did not win, please do not email us. Don't make an email address trying to pretend you're the winner. None of that funny business because we will be verifying that the person who won is actually the person who commented. We're not going to explain how we're verifying that, but we will, so no funny business, okay? But congratulations
to
the winners.
Please just don't. It will make our lives way more difficult than it needs to be.
But anyway, wow, what a high. Now we have to talk about internet drama. I just want to be here forever.
I know. I'm like, wait, I feel like I didn't give a proper shout out to the
artist of the tote.
It's Eric G. made it. Eric G. And we did see that this existed at a certain point, but I didn't know I'd be able to see it in person. But I guess I'll send it to Jesse.
Yeah, I'll send you your used cup too, whatever.
Great. Thanks. This is amazing.
No, that was really something. I was not expecting that at all. Well, anyway, guys, moving on to the reason we're gathered here today, and that is for an episode.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Revolve.
Revolve is my go-to style destination because if you're anything like me, whenever there's a new event or you're going on vacation, you're always looking for something new to get, but I don't even know where to start online. And that all changed when I found Revolve because, oh my God, do they have everything for any occasion.
Honestly, it's great. I feel like most people use it for more like formal kind of stuff, which like I have too. Yeah. I've gone to weddings and got some great dresses, but also they have so many good comfy graphic tees, which we both love.
Yeah, I love their crew necks too, like their comfy little sweaters. Revolve has over 1,200 brands and 100,000 styles across fashion, beauty, and home, and they update this every single day. So it doesn't matter what day you check Revolve, there's always going to be something new to find. They also have fast and free shipping and returns, which really is an amazing perk, I will say, because when you're shopping online, you don't know if it's going to fit you for sure. But honestly, I've never had to return anything from Revolve. Everything I've got, I wear constantly.
And I have to say, it is like really fast shipping because I've had to like panic order stuff right before an event. And it always gets there super, super fast. Some places that I've ordered say that it's gonna be there the next day, and plot twist, it's not. Revolve, it always comes like sooner than I thought it was going to.
So whether it's a weekend away, a big night out, or a holiday party, your dream wardrobe is just one click away. Head over to revolve.com/GWKT, shop our edit, and take 15% off your first order with code DWKT.
As I said, it is fast 2-day shipping and they have easy returns. And right now, if you go to revolve.com/DWKT, you can shop our favorites and get 15% off your first order when you use the code DWKT. And that offer ends December 19th. So get your shopping in before the holidays because it's only a few weeks.
And thank you so much to Revolve for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Are you wearing a Christmas sweater?
No. Well, here's the thing.
What the?
I didn't buy any.
You and wore so them I did like just, all of November.
I know. I just bought a new one that I will wear next time. This kind of is Christmassy. It's like green, but I already wore it, you know?
Green does not mean Christmas.
Green so means Christmas.
I guess there is red on it too, but
yeah, and there is exactly red, green. Well, come on.
Anyway, this was one of my favorite ones I bought. It's a Coors Christmas one.
I just choked on my fucking White Claw. Jesus.
Oh God.
Okay. Hold on. Let me situate
fine,
myself.
We can move on from the sweatshirt thing. God.
So we have a topic about an engagement shoot that did not go so well. And then it's coupled in with a fun little thing that we've been getting tagged in a lot. People really want to hear our thoughts on it. So it kind of happened at the same time because they both have to do with AI photos. And it really could not have been a more opportune time to just combine them together. So that's what we're going to do. We have a TikToker by the name of Tribbing God. Okay. And she was sharing her horror story when she had her engagement shoot. And I saw this on my For You page. I was flabbergasted. I was like, this is fake. Like, it has to be fake. It's not fake.
I am learning about this right now, so I'm very excited.
Oh, it's great. You're gonna love it.
Welcome to our engagement pictures from hell. So let me give you a little brief. After waiting 7 days for our edited pictures, our photographer decided to send us AI edit. This is the raw image that was sent over to us before the edits. This is the edited version. We look like straight AI cartoon characters. Here, let me show you another one. Look at this picture. Beautiful. Now, what the fuck? We're in GTA. And look.
Her ring has two.
What?
Diamonds.
It's happening. Also, was that the watermark on it before?
Yeah, the raw. Okay, so she was able to choose. You know, some photographers, I don't know if this is the exact process she had, but some photographers will send you like all the raws to choose from, but they have the watermark.
Yeah, but the watermark isn't usually like covering the entire fucking picture.
Oh, she wanted to make sure it wasn't stolen, honey.
Which, I mean, not that I have ever done it ever, because you're not supposed to do that, photoshopping out the watermark.
Right, especially right. With yeah, AI. I've never
I'm
done
sure
that
it's
either.
Quite easy these days. So yeah. I get why you would have a lot, but it's like you almost can't even grasp what the picture looks like because there's so much text all over.
There's a lot, yeah. Obviously, she's using... I mean, obviously, allegedly, whatever the case may be. I mean, I would say when her finger turns from one diamond to two diamonds, that's probably AI, you know?
Did they like feed it into something, go like, make it better? And then it did that? Like,
no, how much you want to bet the prompt is like, I'm a bridal photographer or whatever. Like, I need these photos retouched. And that, you know
I guess,
I mean?
But that's like wild.
It does look very fake. Like, I feel like AI does this so much, especially ChatGPT. They make you look dead, like literally like a cartoon character, just like something is dead behind the eyes, almost as if they replace your eyes with somebody else's. Like,
well, have you
weird.
Ever used like Facetune and they have like auto enhance? Never auto enhance.
I used to use Facetune back in the day, I think before that, so I haven't used it in a hot minute, but now they just like do like a makeover right away type of thing with makeup and everything.
Yeah, it can just like, oh, it'll do everything for you. So it's like you could use it for like slight, like if you do things manually, I feel like you could still do it tastefully,
but it's giving this, bold glamour
like, you look like a cartoon. Yeah, it looks like insane. Like it doesn't look like you're a real person anymore. And it like sharpens it too much and it makes everything like a little foggy. That's giving kind of what this is, but it
100%.
I don't think adds another part of the ring. Like that's weird.
You know what's sad is that this actually was a pretty good photo before she put AI all over it.
I don't feel like it even needs a lot. I mean, I can't totally tell because
maybe like a little bit of something
everywhere, but like slight touch up maybe, but not like anything excessive. It just needs some like lighting and color.
Look at this picture. Beautiful.
What is the dress looks like it's like a paper cutout thing.
Yeah, no, we just went back to look and look from before.
That's
and
insane.
After.
You can't even see the creases on the dress anymore.
Yeah, the whatever, I guess, exposure or what do you even call that? Brightening?
It's like,
or,
I honestly feel like everything. These were done in Facetune. Like that's how, because you can select different things and
look
like
their
different
face.
Objects.
You think?
No, but I guess that wouldn't add the ring, though.
What did she use? The teeth whitening tool on it? Like, what the
no,
fuck?
No, like, you could just select just, like, the dress or just the clothes or, like, just the skin. And so then you would do that if you, like, brought the exposure all the way up. But, like, I don't know why you would do that.
But would Facetune give it
add a ring?
Two diamonds?
No.
No. No. Yeah, that's a thing.
And look, did you notice this? A whole
that's
extra
so
ring.
Weird.
How does that happen? Now, let's backtrack to our raw images. This was the cover photo that she sent us. When she sent this over, we did say the hue was a little bit too orange. After letting her know how we would like the edits done, she still sends us back pictures looking like AI characters.
Oh my God, that one's bad. This one particularly is bad, especially the girl on the left, like, I'm sorry, like that just like, it looks like a painted on smile.
Yeah, I was going to say the teeth whitening is way too drastic there. I'm just, this is
and
so,
the dress in
literally
this
the
one
skin
is, crazy.
Is so smooth, it doesn't, it's weird.
Can you imagine hanging this up in your living room? Like, come on, stop it right now.
So then my wife messages her.
And she says, excuse me, but I am not happy with this work at all. These look as if they were generated with AI and not hand touched at all. These do not look like a reflection of your work. Can I please just have the raw photos that I paid for, not the whole album?
And that always gets complicated.
Yeah. People don't like to give their raw photos up.
Which it sucks because it's like with raw, you're asking them to do way less work. But I get the reasons why they don't want to give over the raws. But at the same time, it's like, but you can't go backwards if it's already been edited. And it's like, well, you can't fix that if it's already been like turned into something completely different.
But why wouldn't you just be able to, if like the whole worry is that you don't want people claiming it's your work if it's not your edit on your work, like that's not a proper representation of like what you can deliver to other people. Sure, I get that. Why can't you just have like a stipulation of like, don't put my name anywhere, you cannot tag me, you cannot tell anyone this is my work, like this is not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they then also still want the promotion. I don't know if there would be like, put a disclaimer that it's like edited by me.
Exactly. Yeah. I will say she did lightly dox this woman on top. It does have her number, which we have obviously blurred out, but she did dox her. Is she angry? Yeah. Is that a reason to dox someone? Obviously not. Obviously. No. And it has her name everywhere. It shows you where you can go on like her website and stuff. So this is obviously going to lead to people harassing them. I'm not saying that they're right in this situation at all, but then you become wrong when you do that, you know?
And lets her know, like, we are not pleased with this work. This does not look good. We had planned to use these pictures for our wedding invitations. Now we just want the raw images. And if you can see, these pictures are two completely different pictures.
Not them sending the photo of the zoom in of the two diamond rings.
I mean, that's like an you could like the other ones. I feel like obviously they're AI, like they're, it's not legit, but she could kind of like, I feel like talk her way or like around it and be like, no, what are you talking about? This, what are you going to say?
No, you
what
did she say? Shit. So this is her response. Would you care to cold read that?
I appreciate your feedback regarding the edited photos. However, I want to clarify that the edited images are part of an agreed upon service and I've worked diligently.
Really? Allegedly.
To deliver high quality results. Unfortunately, I'm not comfortable sharing raw, unedited files as part of our standard delivery. I understand this may not meet your expectations. I'm sorry you're unhappy with the edits. I do all of my work the same and is set to a certain standard.
A low one, I guess.
Nothing I do is AI generated. That is bullshit.
Literally a lie. Literally a lie. There's zero way.
Go back to it for a sec. Let me see the ring. That's not even like, oh, I clone stamped it or something. No, it's at a different angle.
I was
like,
about
that's
to
impossible.
Say, could it be a clone stamp? But I don't think so.
No question. That's AI. I spent long hours perfecting the images and making sure they are meeting the standards for the Rose Garden Clips brand. I assume that is
her brand. Yes.
Yep. This feels like an AI generated response, honestly. The standards for the Rose Garden Clips brand and work. My best regards. Have a good night.
Not the I bid you adieu. It's like, okay. It's crazy that you said that because they did respond. The message you just sent me was AI generated. You are digging yourself into a deeper hole instead of just giving me my raw pictures. But if this is how you choose to represent your brand, it's pitiful. I
love the night. Reach for Zen After Dark, a limited cocktail inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation.
Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Love that word, it's pitiful.
Pitiful or like, yeah, pathetic. A lot of P words come to mind. That's ridiculous.
I would be fuming. And my guess when they're saying like, oh, it's not a reflection of your work. To be honest, I didn't go back to see. Maybe we should. Rose Garden Clips. Let me check her out. Oh my God. No, this is not a reflection of the brand. There is like no pictures looking like that.
Are they good?
It honestly looks like a photographer's page of just like things on a set. Like it's not giving AI.
So I don't get when, like, was this just like...
She was short on time?
No, but yeah, she worked diligently, like, so I must not be right.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Then this is what she proceeds to text back. And of course, when she got her final message in, blocked. Without blocked and everything. But then she sent her friend.
So then she sends her friend, allegedly, but this has to be her friend because she hadn't posted publicly yet. So why would somebody be in her DMs talking about, like, what the fuck are you talking about? You want to read this?
Yeah. Is it the same message twice?
Yeah. It is.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think maybe a word is changed because
I was like, but there must be like a line added or something because it doesn't.
It ends with the R word. So it must be good. Yeah. Fun.
Okay. I think I'll read
just the first paragraph.
The second one?
Okay, take your pick.
It looks like the same thing, but I think there's an addition in the second paragraph. So also, I'm confused. Was there a message before this or what?
No, that's what I'm saying. She sent her friend. Like there's no like story she's responding to or message. Like this is just a random person.
Did she call her a scammer though?
Oh, that's a good point.
It says, a scammer is crazy, girl. Shut the fuck up. She edited her pics like every single other picture she has on her page. You can clearly see that you, all caps, shouldn't have booked her. What? That's your fault. And on top of that, you ranting for what she took the wrinkles out your girlfriend's face. She looked old as fuck before. Oh my God. This is horrible.
Horrible.
She looked old as fuck before then. And even then, the fuck you do.
The fuck you think you deserve the raw pictures for.
I know, but there's an extra do.
I know, we gotta skip it. We gotta skip it.
I got confused. Sorry. You deserve the raw pictures for when it's clear as fucking day. You, all caps again, don't get them. What? You don't need to book with no business owner. Go cry river, motherfuckers. Motherfuckers have policies and you need to respect them. It is what the fuck it is. Boo-hoo, go cry. And then she ends it with a nice R word.
I will say that if you look at the like scrolly thingy, I think you're right. Maybe she had messaged her first and they went back and forth of her being like, listen, your friend's a fucking scammer type of thing, but she doesn't show the whole message. So I do think you're right there. There was something before this, but still, what the fuck? Like, how are you going to ride for your friend so hard? And those are the pictures your friend delivered.
And like, you really think the wrinkles on the face, like, I feel like that's the least of the
concerns. So unprofessional, like, though, even to name that as the reason.
Incredibly unprofessional.
That's crazy.
So since you sent your friend, now it's time for her ass to get dragged. This is what she was saying, y'all.
And by the way, that was Princess Re is the friend's name.
Yeah. And she kept going because she commented on her page and said, like, literally the only thing is y'all skin is smooth. The fuck did you think you was gonna expect out of photo shoot? Sorry. You're used to JCPenney, boo.
Well, JCPenney doesn't use AI, so.
No, literally, JCPenney, and so affordable, honestly. But like, what are you talking about? That was not just smoothing the skin. The ring grew another ring, bitch. That's AI.
Someone else responded to it, says, the photo is AI edited. There are 2 rings on her finger.
Literally, there is. Like, what? The gaslighting is crazy. I mean, listen, I ride for my friends no matter what, but not this, no matter
what. Not when they're wrong.
No, not when they're dead ass. Well, sometimes when they're wrong, but not this wrong. Not this wrong.
You see, she wanted to be real insulting.
She says, you calling us dumb when you're literally proving the point. She made your ring show more because clearly it was unfocused and that made it look like 2 rings.
What the fuck does that mean?
Follows it up with, case closed. Good night, LMAO. Case is not closed, bitch. Case is wide the fuck open. Are you kidding me?
Case closed. Goodbye.
Case closed.
Like, what does that even mean?
We saw the raw picture. She had one ring.
We made your ring show more? Making the ring show more does not make it duplicate.
No, at a different angle? Certainly not. But you know what does do that? AI.
consistently.
Oh my God. Yeah, I even tried to give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it could have been a clone stamp issue. Nope, absolutely not.
Yep. You see all it is. And then, since she insists,
she comments, go look at your raw pic. It looks the exact same, clown.
I think Princess Rhi needs to get her eyes checked.
I mean, literally, the loyalty. I wish I had that in my life. Like, literally, unmatched loyalty I've never seen in my life.
I need to have done a little homework and checking to be sure before I go that hard for someone.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
She says, show the raw pictures. So here we go again. Raw pictures. Perfect. Then her friend fucked it up. What the fuck? So back to you. We ain't even on your friend no more. This is her page. If we see, there is a cake business in the bio. And when you happen to click that page, it's home base. After searching every single health department's records, you are nowhere on that to be found.
Stop.
You nor your business. You are in violation of multiple health codes.
First of all, not the ChatGPT searching for this.
I know, after I know. It's like, maybe we veer away from AI in this situation, but you know.
Maybe do some research yourself.
She's like, you used AI? I will too.
Now me.
114381, 114021. And 114087. Then after we posted on Instagram that you need a CFO permit to legally sell cakes home base, this is what she comments.
She said, it's hilarious you think you know something. You don't even know what I'm under. My mom is a whole ass caterer and I'm registered with her. Ha ha ha. You thought you ate. Now I'm really done going back and forth. F-O-U. RTH.
Before it smelled like the number, got it.
Thanks for wasting your time at 4 a.m. on little old me. I hope you actually get some sleep tonight with a kissy face. Bitch, look who's talking. Like, you've been wasting time on your friend's issue when she's dead wrong for what she did.
Also, that's not how it works. You don't get to go, my mom's a caterer. I'm under her name.
I know. And when it's you're not running like fucking different
business.
Yeah, like, no, that's crazy.
Literally just digging herself in a deeper hole. But according to the California Health Department, that's not possible. You can only have one if you're an individual. You cannot be listed under someone else's home permit. And for the safety of my community, I went ahead and reported you to the California Health Department.
Not for the safety of my community. Thank you. I love it.
Okay, but you know what? We're going to go back to your mom because I'm still on this. When I went to her business, it says it's permanently closed. Here are some of the reviews.
Oh my God.
Multiple one-star reviews from over
this
a year
is,
ago.
Wait, but this is for the mom's catering business?
No, this is from her cake business.
I think this is the mom.
No, because we don't even know what the mom's business was.
She was booked for a private chef dinner. It's not for a cake thing. That's why she said,
didn't
I'm going
show,
deeper.
Though, it was re-caked it or something?
No, because she was just showing you're not under your mom. And she goes, and then I went even deeper. And these are like the reviews. It has to be the mom because why else would it be a private chef dinner? Rhi doesn't do private chef's dinners. But either way, it's bad. Whether it's her or her mom or whatever, it's basically saying this person is a scammer. Do not trust her with your money. She will act nice and seem like she's going above and beyond. But really, she is playing you. She takes people's money and doesn't show up with the food as promised. And we'll string you along. Holy shit.
Oh my God, this is great.
Oh yeah, she was booked for a private chef dinner and completely flaked on us and has not refunded anything. Seems as though this is a reoccurring issue and she makes new Instagram accounts to get away with it.
Oh my God, we've been over this. I'm like, when people go to such lengths to scam other people, I'm like, wouldn't it be easier to just do the business like that you were?
Yeah, just show up and cook a little. I don't know.
Right? Like, I mean, unless you don't know how to cook, when it's like, maybe no, pick a different scam. Bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Lola Blankets.
You know, I always use our Lola Blanket sponsorships as an excuse to bring out my Lola Blankets. It's the softest blanket I've ever had in my entire life, and I would live in it if I could.
I thought it was so funny because our last Lola Blanket sponsored episode, you just kept the blanket on the entire episode.
I forget to take it off because it's so cozy.
Lola Blankets are so soft. They are crafted with ultra soft luxury vegan faux fur, and they have this like signature four-way stretch that really sets it apart. It's machine washable, which is my favorite part because my kids destroy everything. But that doesn't matter because it's double hemmed for durability and there's no pilling or shedding even after repeated washes. And trust me, I have tested it.
My mom came over the other day and I had her feel it. And she is honestly not even a big blanket person, but she was like, oh, they come in different sizes? And I was like, yes, they do.
They
this
sure
is
do.
The biggest one I think you can get, which is like kind of excessive. But she was saying, maybe I would like the small one. I think she was dropping hints for Christmas.
Well, that makes sense because honestly, Lola blankets are my go-to gift. There is really nobody that's going to touch that and be like, what is this? Why'd you give this to me? Everybody's going to enjoy it. And this time of year when it's cold, I have been snuggling with mine under my comforter just so I could feel the softness first, you know?
We're not the only ones who think so. They have over 10,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, I have the large. Lily has a large, extra large. The extra large is massive, literally could be used as like a king-size bed comforter. But Lola also makes weighted blankets and matching pillows. They have pet beds. I mean, you name it, they have the softest, cozy things on their website.
I'm just waiting for them to come out with pajamas. So give the gift of softness this holiday season with Lola blankets. And for a limited time, our listeners are getting a huge 40% off discount. Just go to lolablankets.com and use DWKT at checkout.
Again, that's lolablankets.com and use code DWKT at checkout for 40% off. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you how you heard about them. And it helps us out a lot if you let them know the girlies sent you. But thank you so much to Lola Blankets for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
And keeping us cozy.
Another one, I'm going to hide her name and I'm going to hide her business.
Oh my God, something for $900 worth?
But I wouldn't tell nobody else that your mama run a business ever again. Because baby, everything is public information. I was originally making this video to let you guys be aware of photographers using AI, but now I'm also bringing awareness. Make sure you're not eating out somebody's home kitchen that is not permitted. We're kind of over even getting our raw images back because it's just probably not going to happen. But if you guys would like to leave her a nice little message from
us, so
here is her social medias right here
I'm
on
so
the
dead.
Screen.
You pissed off the wrong person.
I will say that in combination with the numbers, I don't like that. That is a little bit much. But I understand why she's pissed. To have your friend fucking harassing her and like just, it's a lot. And I would be pissed, especially if I paid you money. It's not just like money. Those are my engagement photos that now I don't have.
I would say at the end of the day, I feel like the only thing they could probably be happy about is the fact that they are like, it was an engagement shoot. It wasn't like the wedding or like actually getting engaged. Like they could repeat those. Obviously they lost money, so that's bullshit.
Exactly.
They shouldn't have to pay another photographer. But at least it wasn't like a once in a lifetime moment that they can't recreate.
Right. So then after this went up and everybody was, up in arms about how bad those AI photos were and then how bad it was for her to send her friend. I mean, it was just a series of unfortunate events, really. The bride posts this.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to our engagement pictures from hell part 2. I know y'all messy just like me, so I'm gonna get into what happened today. Of course, she blocked the phone number this time.
Yeah, she did, which makes me wonder, was it intentional or she like didn't think about it? I don't know. You know what I mean? It sucks either
way. It's kind of something you have to, I feel like that's really not an excuse.
No, for sure. So the photographer messages the bride and says, hey, this is blank. You've been saying I have your number, which I do. I just honestly don't care that much to argue. That's why I haven't even responded while you guys are still going. I've seen you still been watching all my stories. So I'm like, let me just hit her. I'm saying all this to say, I'm going to talk about me first, then blank. No, I did not have to hit you up, but in my defense, you had already leaked my number and people were texting me, so I was annoyed as fuck. Yes, I could have came different, but y'all was already heated, so that's just how it all came off. As far as posting my family, that was wrong as fuck. They didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't see that.
Wait. The mom.
Was the family in the messages? Was it that girl in the messages?
I think she probably was referring to the mom's bakery.
That's her family? Oh, are they all a family? Like Princess Rhee or whatever? Maybe it's like a cousin or something?
Oh, that was... That girl's
mom? That was
mom.
Her mom.
Oh.
So I don't know how the family... Maybe there was a lot that happened in between that the bride isn't posting about. They were posting on Instagram stories too, which obviously disappear. And neither one of these people are influencers, so hard to keep track. But anyway, she says, they didn't have anything to do with anything. Talk about me all you want. I brought myself into it. None of it fazed me though, because my baby daddy is in prison. Okay, yeah, we miss something.
What is
we
definitely happening?
Miss we definitely miss something. But he also takes care of his children and sees them every single week.
Okay.
You know what? Anyway, God bless. Okay. Moving on.
Stay on topic here.
So that wasn't an insult. They love their dad very much. Me being a second baby mama at 22, okay. She put dot, 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 like, all right, I'll give you that one. Life is good. Me and the other mom have a great relationship. Okay.
A little too many details here.
Me and the other mom have a great relationship and so do the kids. I chose to be one, LOL. It's my life, so I didn't see the insult in that either. As far as my mom, that was way too far. Yes, I told you she was a caterer.
Oh, but wait. Yeah.
So that's her mom.
Yeah.
They all got to be related or something. But that was too much to go post and do all that and still keep posting about it. Your mom texted me and I could have been disrespectful as fuck just because she's your mom, but that's not how I was raised. Reporting my business was funny. I give y'all that. But Def took it too far as well. But I don't mind because they can't just shut me down. Just going to tell me to get my certificates, which I've been in the process of doing since October 6th.
This is the messiest shit I've ever.
I'm booked all the time. This is my only source of income that I pay bills and take care of my child with.
Okay, so if you're booked all the
time,
you're
booked and busy, then what? Yeah, I'm confused.
I mean, come on. Oh my God. Bro, I was so fucking confused.
Oh, she's, this is the friend.
This is the friend. Yeah, because now she says, now blank, which is the name of the photographer. She genuinely did edit your guys' pics on my daughter. Did you see her doing? Why would you swear on your daughter when there's two?
That's
why
I said. Would you do that, I feel like if you're going to go that hard for someone, you need to do a little background research first.
On my daughter is crazy. Like I keep saying, she is a heavy ass editor.
What the
I've been
fuck does
saying
that
it
mean?
To her since she started. I'm so dead. So now she's like, yeah, she's a little heavy handed.
She gets a little out of control sometimes.
She gets carried away. No.
Duplicates the ring? No.
That's her editing style. She smooths hella out of people's faces.
Oh man, why are they acting like that's the only edit that was done? And it was not just touching up faces.
Yeah, we wouldn't be doing this if the double ring hadn't made it there,
yeah,
I'm gonna be honest.
And like the dress didn't go from like ruched to like 2D.
Y'all probably gonna die on that hill saying it's AI though. I've had a friend that was unhappy with their pics by her because they felt they looked fake as well. But they chalked up because they realized she does just edit like that.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
She's literally saying, I've been telling her since the dawn of time her edits are ass. I also had a friend use her. They think it was ass, but like,
but it's not AI.
It's just how she does it. Yeah.
Although it is.
The ring looks the same as the raw. She just focused your ring.
Oh
dot,
my
dot,
God.
Dot.
Do you have eyes?
It's literally.
There's
what
two.
The fuck? Look at what she continues on with. It's literally your necklace. If anything, she should have just took it
stop
out.
It,
not
stop
focused
it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Wait, wait. So the ring is the necklace.
That's a very long necklace.
I don't even know how that would make it better. I understand these are your engagement pics and you guys are unhappy, but you could have just came a different way and she probably would have fixed them. No, they tried.
They wanted they tried. The bra. They didn't even want her to fix them.
You were rude from the beginning, truthfully. All this could have went a different way. She is pregnant and hormones are different. She blocked you guys because it was my phone, not hers. She left her work phone at home. And for the raws, I'm sure you lurked.
Wait, because it was her phone? What are you talking about?
Yeah, her explanations are a little confusing, I'm not gonna lie. It continues on and says, but not too long after, she made a public post saying she will no longer give raws without a big watermark due to people posting the raws, and that's not a reflection of her work. Every photographer is different, and I wish you guys would have just booked with someone else, lol. All the people asking to harass and stuff is wrong, especially blank, because you keep saying she's pregnant, but this type of stress is detrimental to a pregnant person, and if you've ever been pregnant, I'm sure you know. Once again, I didn't text to argue, just wanted to clear some things up because this has gone too far and we literally have not responded to anything and you guys keep going. You guys already did all the dirty work, so I'm not sure what else there is to keep going on about. I'm not worried about my business. I'm booked regardless. I'm just tired of people hitting me up for real. I left you alone after a few hours. It's been days, lol. And even then, we were texting. I never publicly posted you or anything. I'm too old for that. You're 22. That's not that old. I did a lot of stuff.
I just am also like, you don't get to hide behind pregnancy when you like got paid for a service and you fucked
no,
it up.
No, literally.
Like, you don't get to go, you well, don't. She's pregnant. She can't handle the stress.
Right.
Well, maybe she shouldn't have taken the job then.
Ain't a whole bunch of nothing. You guys can pause and read because just like she said, baby, it's really nothing to argue with.
Okay, this took me the fuck out. So then the bride proceeds to send an absolutely ChatGPT generated like final demand for raw images, pre-litigation notice.
It's like
and
a,
it did take me out.
Like a cease and desist kind of, but it's like
kind of through text, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a formal and complete request of the raw unedited photographs. Whatever. We're not going to even read it because it's literally generated by ChatGPT, but
just
dude,
like everything else
what
in
took
this story.
Me out. Yes. But what took me out even more is look at the response that she got.
This reminds me, have you seen that clip of like when they have like two ChatGPT or two AIs like talking to each other and it's
yes.
like they start
it's
talking
like,
in another language?
Oh, another language? Like, I've never seen that. But I've seen the ones where they like never say goodbye because they're just constantly saying goodbye. But we're also not going to read this. It just says subject formal notice of harassment and pending legal action. So this is now the photographer responding to the fake request for raw images. And
this
now this
is
a fake.
This is so yeah, funny. This is literally them just copying and pasting each other's messages into ChatGPT and going, which I said 100%. Back. And they go, this.
Correct. Now, that's pretty much it. I can't believe people, I mean, this didn't get a lot of traction. The beginning did, like the first like AI photo did. This follow-up didn't really get a lot of traction. So I was like looking for people in the comments to be like, not the ChatGPT war. You know what I mean? Like,
literally.
It is pretty bizarre. But it doesn't seem like a whole lot's going to get out of it. Methinks there won't be a legal battle, but that's just a wild guess.
Well, especially when it's not even like them pretending to be a lawyer or anything. It's just, right. It's saying like us in that last ChatGPT thing. It's
yes.
like, you are have been harassing us. It's like, okay, well, this
exactly.
is not a legally binding text, so. Before we go any further, we have a word from our last sponsor, Uncommon Goods.
The holidays are almost here, and if you still have those names on your list where you don't know what to get them, do not panic. Uncommon Goods is here to save the day because they make holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you cannot find anywhere else.
And she says one-of-a-kind because they have a bunch of just unique ones, often handmade from independent artists and small businesses. But then also on top of that, they have a lot of customizable things. So I guarantee you could scroll through just one page and you'll find something that it's not even like, oh, that's so random. It's like I'm scrolling through and I'm like, that would be good for that person. It's just stuff that you wouldn't have even thought of before.
Yeah, I was just telling Lily about their customizable pet ornaments that they like would burn your pet's portrait into, and it's so cute.
Another big thing I feel like they have a lot of customizable stuff for is sports fans. I feel like it's for adults for like younger people too. So it's like for older people, it's like blankets and like decorative books and stuff. But then there's also more fun stuff too. I mean, I think blankets are fun, but.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they have donated more than $3.1 million to date by doing this, which is insane.
So don't wait and make this holiday the year that you give something truly unforgettable, because right now you can get 15% off your next gift if you go to uncommongoods.com/DWKT.
Again, that's uncommongoods.com/DWKT to get 15% off your next gift. And thank you so much to Uncommon Goods for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. So that's all we have for the AI bride photo situation. This tickled me fucking pink. Honestly.
Wait, I also feel like that's just in time to make it into our nominations, perhaps, for the wedding category. Or now that I feel like so we need to do an AI category as well.
Do we have other ones for AI?
I was refining some of the... We need to post our nomination, like the different categories, so we can get our nominations in line. And I thought we had a finalized list, but now I keep thinking of ones that maybe we should slot in.
We do constantly, I feel like. Reference things that were like ChatGPT wrote that, you know what I mean?
Well, and even like that, the Brad Pitt thing, was that this past year?
Oh, unfortunately, like that not. Has to I don't win think something. So.
I feel like
I think that was last year.
Really?
It was too long ago. I miss it so much.
I know. I feel like maybe we make an exception.
Let's get into some of these pictures that were sent. He sent her a picture with a handwritten note. It just says, "Anne, I love you." It also looks like he's taking a shit.
His face is a different color. And is that from like Brad Pitt 15 years ago?
I don't know. He's in the hospital, but also he's not wearing like hospital garb.
No, he has like a necklace on.
And then the letters, "And I love you."
Oh, it's so good. My God.
But honestly, this topic could not have come at a better time, because we have been getting tagged nonstop in Christy Carlson Romano's AI photos on Facebook. I mean, it is just constant. And we're not getting tagged in the photos. We're getting tagged in TikToks that are talking about the fact that Christy Carlson Romano is posting nonstop AI photos on Facebook, and I love
it. Okay, and I've seen us get tagged in a few, but I haven't actually looked at any of them. But then we also got tagged in stuff that didn't give me any context. So the only thing I've seen is it was Lewis sent it to me, I think, that it was like her and Shia LaBeouf, and it was like an Even Stevens reboot.
Oh, get ready, sister. So just in case you don't know our extensive and vigorous past with CCR,
which
Christy Carlson Romano, of course,
had a truce.
Well, that's part of the past. You know what I mean? So here's the thing. We started the show off just hating on Christy Carlson Romano for really no particular reason other than she was a little bit cringy and did her little walk and talks in the forest.
Like, it was honestly not ever supposed to be a topic. It was just kind of like one thing came up and then all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, I have a little insight. And then all of a sudden it snowballed out of control. And then it just became
an inside joke. Then it really was an inside joke more than it was about getting at Christy Carlson Romano for something. You know what I mean? Like, we were just like, haha. CCR, we're laughing at you. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. But all in good fun.
It became a meme of itself.
That did lead us to being blocked. She did block us for a while on TikTok and Instagram, both of us individually, which is rare. You know what I mean?
Well, and especially because we weren't interacting with her on those.
No, not at all. She sought that out.
It was that we were covering her in an episode for something else. And I was like, did Christy Carlson Romano delete her socials? And I was like, No, Christy Carlson Romano would never. So then I was so confused. And then I was like, oh my God, she blocked us. And it was on our individual accounts. I was like, she went to great lengths to say no more
for sure.
Christy Carlson Romano content for the girlies. But we have since had a truce.
Well, it actually started last year on our award show. It was the last episode of the year. And she won Biggest Clout Goblin, because that's our biggest joke, is that she like basically exploits her Disney past, and not even her Disney past, like her Disney co-stars or anybody that she can.
There was a lot of names. dropping.
Yeah, to like get that nostalgia going and get that engagement from nostalgia. And we always thought that was kind of funny. Not that it's like illegal or anything horrible. We just thought it's like, oh, it's just Christy Carlson Romano pretending she's spoken as Shia LaBeouf in the last decade. You know what I mean? That type of thing. But she commented on the award show and was like accepting it, essentially. But like, also said to watch her on Special Forces.
Remember? Yeah, so it was like, oh my God, that was the best. Very, like, in true Clout Goblin form, she was doing some self-promo in her acceptance comment. But yes, she did, it was like very self-aware. It was funny. Honestly, I was so. Like,
that was the beginning of a
well
truce.
Well done, well done. And then in the replies to that comment, she did, I think we said like, iconic, like something about her being iconic, like, well done, queen. And it was something like friendly back. And yeah, then she responded to that and said, truce 2025? And we were like, whoa, Christy, calm down.
Whoa, bitch, we don't know about that. No, but we really didn't feel like any type of way about her. And then when we reached episode 250, Sherilyn and Chelsea actually got her, like they DM'd her to make us a like happy 250 episode.
They wanted to do a cameo and pay her for it. And she didn't, I think she didn't have cameos at the time, or
it was like down or something. Like she, like you could turn it off and on and not accept cameos.
Well, do we kick things off with our special surprise?
Our special surprise. Well, okay. First and foremost, again, huge thank you to Chelsea and Sherilyn from the Here for the Clout podcast for making this a thing. Because I assure you, this would not have happened without them.
Certainly would not have.
So they shared this with us a few days ago. And when I tell you my jaw was dropped, I couldn't believe it. So they told us that somebody had a special message for us. Okay. And it, when you think who that could be, God, my mind goes to so many places. I'm honestly, like, Posh Mama? Could it be that?
Nikki Blonsky?
I don't know.
Surprisingly, this is not a cameo. They tried to reach out for it to be a cameo, but I guess this person's cameos were on hold and they didn't require payment. And you're going to see
why
that's shocking.
They did this for free and in an effort to build a bridge. So here we go. Okay. Ready?
I don't think so, but play it anyway.
What is up, Lily and Jesse? A little bird told me that you guys are celebrating your 250th. This is not a cameo. This is actually something that I wanted to do because I'm so down to squash the beef. Or is it because I'm the ultimate clout goblin and had to hop on your celebration?
Hard to say.
We may never know. But I want to say that you guys are super fierce, hardworking, and unapologetic, and in some ways, our world really needs that. So keep being you. Just lay off of me because I already got shot in the face and I've had a hard year. I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, be well, guys. And to the girlies, you may also want to lay off of me too.
Round of applause. Amazing. Honestly, never been done before. Literally. What is this?
Spectacular. I'll take 17 of them. 14 of them. Whatever. So then they reached out and they still offered. And she was like, I'll do it for free. And she did it kind of on the condition that we would then have a truce, which we have had.
Up until now?
Yeah.
No, listen.
Is this her trying to get our attention?
Okay, I don't know. But how could we not cover this? It's so perfect. And especially with this episode.
No, it's
Christy,
honestly
forgive
so full
us,
circle.
Mama.
Come on, honestly. You aren't going to win an award this year, if that makes you feel any better.
No, we won't do that. And I mean, this is all in good fun. Anyway, I don't know if you knew this. I just recently found this out because one of my best friends, Alex James, he does Facebook. Like, he would post all his TikToks to Facebook. And he just recently discovered that Facebook actually pays quite well for just photos, like just pictures that you post.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I have ours set up to cross post to Facebook.
Make it a picture. See if that
works.
Well, no,
even the Reels monetization on there too is better too.
Okay. Go follow us on Facebook. So my whole thing is she also realized the same thing. And that is absolutely 100%. Like, for instance, even people we've covered in the past, like Laura Clary or whatever, she posts a lot of pictures too. And I thought
that
was just
Instagram
like,
doesn't do the same kind of monetization that they used to, but it's all the same company. So it's like Reels on Facebook specifically. My old boss reached out to me and was like, you guys need to do this. And that was when I set it up. And then I just never followed through. Shocking. Yeah, no, apparently it's like they have much more lucrative monetization options over on Facebook.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
So right. If you have a Facebook following, I'm not surprised that you would be posting a lot. And she has a big one.
Well, Christy agrees. So she, I am assuming some of these photos are real. I'm kind of excited to like decode them with you and decide on like which you think are real or not. But this is so bizarre. One of them is so bizarre, she's deleted it. And we only have TikToks that show it because it's so bizarre. So she posts a lot on Facebook. And these are some of the things that she'll post. Like it says, GPS used to be a $500 box that yelled recalculating every time you missed an exit. It's like a meme. So she'll post shit like this and just churn them out. You know what I mean? Just churn out Facebook posts.
What?
Yeah. But guess what it is? Nostalgic humor, which our girl loves.
Kind of.
No, well, but then she started posting things like throwback pictures of the Disney kids. And those did really well. So she posted November 26th. And I mean, 6,300 likes. Like she got paid pretty well for this. And it's her with Hilary Duff and Ashley Tisdale. Is it?
Yep. Yep.
It says in the caption, since you guys like the other one so much, here's another throwback. Any familiar faces? So then you get the engagement. People being like, Hilary Duff, Hilary Duff. Yeah, Ashley Tisdale, Yeah. You know what I mean? She also did it with this one. Real throwback. How many faces do you recognize? And this one does have Shia LaBeouf, Danielle, who is Topanga. Is this all Boy Meets World people? Is that a Topanga?
Absolutely not. Not even a little bit.
I will say I didn't put my contacts in today.
These are all people from Even Stevens.
Okay, God bless. So sorry about that, Queen, whoever you are. But then people started noticing AI in her photos. So we do have the one that you're talking about with Shia LaBeouf. Yeah. It says, Even Stevens reunion, LOL. And it's Shia LaBeouf clinging to this chair like a koala. And just in general, not a photo that was taken.
Yeah, where is the chair exactly? Like it feels like
it feels like whatever picture AI got this from, he was sitting on a chair. And this one just put him on it, like in a
like from the wrong angle.
Yeah. And then it's just her ready for like a corporate job. Like it just looks so fucking fake. They both are not in the same room, obviously. And then they're on a set, an ambiguous set. Nobody knows what the set is. You know what I mean? It's so AI. Yeah, which, I mean, I think most people know when you do it for stupid shit like this, especially when she has done her like walk and talks being like, do I talk to Shia LaBeouf? You know, like all that kind of stuff before. And people didn't really
Shia
like
LaBeouf
that.
Is not doing an Even Stevens reunion.
Oh, no, no. He's absolutely not. But even besides that, I'm just like, you know, this isn't going to resonate. Like people are going to see this. People hate AI as it is. You know what I mean? And it's like, I think that there's some uses for it that people would be like, oh, okay. Like I get that use. Maybe this is not one of those. It's just so stupid.
And
that
she's making a lot of money off it too, probably.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this did 22,000 likes is a lot of money on Facebook.
And it's going to be controversial, but I will say that the big thing with like AI taking a lot of energy and like takes all the water and blah, blah, blah. Most of those stats are for like when they're training the models, not when you're actually just using them.
I don't know nothing. I believe you, but I don't know.
I'm just saying to make one photo because you're actually using it after it's been trained. That isn't what takes the crazy amounts of energy. It's not as much. So it's like, I don't think that this is like the end of the world. Like, how could you use like gallons of water on this photo?
But what is training? Do you train it to like know your information or like once it comes to you, it's not?
No, it's like once it's available.
And how much is it using like if you want to generate a picture?
I saw someone talking about it the other day and it said that like if you made a quick video, it took the same amount of energy to make that video as it did for you to watch it twice.
That hurt my brain. I don't know. Who, what video?
So like just streaming videos, doing anything on the internet takes energy.
Oh,
so it's like you watching a video is not taking significantly less than it was to make it.
Okay. I guess I understand. I don't know. And I haven't fact checked this. Okay.
But I've offset my carbon footprint by, I have not had In-N-Out in over a year and burgers take like,
that's actually really alarming. Like, are you okay?
I actually did just get it the other day for the first time.
Was it like amazing orgasmic?
I wouldn't say orgasmic, but it was really good, but I'm not like, I haven't had it again since.
I never thought, but I'd see the day
that was every day almost having a burger, and I feel like I don't know what the stats are there. It's something crazy where it's like one burger is like a shit ton of water to be able to produce it.
I know that. Yeah,
so I offset my energy footprint. Okay, cool.
We love that for you,
cutting that out.
But I do think that, you know, just in general, people, like, it's not going to sit well with people, especially because Christy Carlson Romano has that useful reputation. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, and it's okay, on Facebook. Everyone's going to believe it, too.
I don't think everybody. I think people realize that. I'm going to be honest. Maybe people
have you been on Facebook?
No, I have. I have. I will almost excuse this horrendous AI photo of you and Shia LaBeouf. But this one where it's you with like a Walkman and it says the millennial urge to delete your entire internet presence and go back to a landline, Walkman, and digital camera, and it's you on a phone. That is not even a picture that you took. And it's like, yeah, why are you making AI of this?
This isn't a good reason. I don't know. It's kind of making me flash back. I wish we had a different one that we could have done this round where we did that episode where we were talking to the AI people. It was like the Kendall Jenner, like,
oh my God, that was like when AI was just up and coming.
Honestly, that was such a funny episode. Go back and watch if you haven't. Like, I put us through that thing where it did like the old high school photos of us.
Yeah.
Where it was like us and all the different looks. Mm-hmm. That was like a fun thing. What is this?
Well, it's just her like churning machine to make money on Facebook with the nostalgic humor. I mean, even from her stupid GPS meme.
But just do more memes like that. I feel like, why do you need...
Well, that's what's annoying people, because they're like, you're not even using AI well, and that's annoying everyone. Yeah. You know what I mean? She also did it to pretend that Kim Possible was coming back.
That doesn't even look like her. That looks like Ashley I.
It says, imagine a Kim Possible live action movie starring me. Yeah, we get it. You voiced Kim Possible.
I'm like, make it at least like you in the movie or something. Why is it you reading the script?
Oh, yeah, no, I know. Lame prompt. But either way,
yeah.
I'm like, I wish I had my contacts on because I can't read if any of those words are misspelled. You know how AI notoriously gets the words wrong?
It's too blurry, but it says Kim Possible scene 42.
No, the K is all fucked up. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, it says like him possible.
It says him possible.
Maybe you.
She also did one where it says Cadet Kelly reporting for duty.
But she's not Kelly.
That is actually true. She's not Kelly. Hillary Duff is Kelly.
Was it her first name Kelly in it? So it wouldn't have even been
The movie's just called Cadet Kelly. It's just stupid. And this is another example where it says, years later, I still hear the voice in my head and it's her staring at an old computer saying, you've got mail. And this is not her.
This is giving she just hired a social media person and they're doing all this. Like, this was like a new pivot. Like, I don't think that she's doing all these.
Yeah, but she has to be approving them at the very least.
Maybe. Or kind of being like, yeah, just go for it. Make me some money.
We will, however, end it on my absolute favorite. We actually discussed this in our early episodes because one of her walk and talk videos was like how I was gonna, what was it? Like, I was gonna be
in the Princess
Diaries.
Yeah, the videos, I think if you watch them in their entirety, which I can't say confidently that I've done, the titles and stuff would be like, I was supposed to be in the Princess Diaries. It was something like she had an audition or something. It was never her being like, actually, I was better and like Anne Hathaway stole my role or something. It was like she clickbaited them. That wasn't the actual story.
But that's what she clickbaited it as. And what's so funny about
that
is that people got annoyed with that because don't fuck with Anne Hathaway and the Princess Diaries. You know, like that's our queen. Yeah, yeah. Literally princess, you know.
Well, wasn't there like a Katy Perry one too?
Something like that.
She had a few where it was like other people got the roles that she was meant to have. And it was like, and it was like, she doesn't actually say that in the video, but that's what she clickbaited it as. So then people ran with it.
Well, this is one that she no longer has available. Okay, so this is no longer up, but this is what she had posted. So she posted her with, what's her name? Fuck.
Julie Andrews. Also, this is interesting because Julie Andrews is like 90.
Yeah,
now.
This looks like very much Princess Diaries version of Julie Andrews.
This is almost like trying to be like, oh, look it, back in the day when I was actually doing the role and then Anne took it away from me, Minshew.
The caption says, imagine a Princess Diary remake, LOL. The fuck? What do you mean, LOL? Yeah, I think Anne Hathaway would be available if that's the case. Like, what do you mean?
I feel like, isn't there even one?
Is this even real? It says, I loved my time playing Belle on Broadway. Were you ever on Broadway? Now I don't know. Now I'm scared. That's not Broadway doesn't have cameras like that.
I was just going to say, what is that shot? Like, what's going on in the background?
Wait, so that's what I'm saying. Like, even if this was a social media person, why would you agree to having, like, what is this? You know what I mean? Like, this seems insane. She doesn't have a social media person, bro. Oh, she even has a whole, like, flyer, I guess, that says Disney Channel star Christy Carlson Romano is Broadway's new Belle. On the mirror is a picture of her as Kim Possible.
as the cartoon.
What the fuck is happening?
Two of her actually as
this
the cartoon.
This is ridiculous. Why is she doing this? I'm so scared, Christy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This Mama. Is not... like her vibe.
Well, nostalgic humor, like gripping to it, like for dear life,
is
her vibe.
This is not nostalgic humor, Jesse.
I mean, I don't know. You know what makes me think it's her? Oh my God, I think I figured it out. We need to look back at that comment she left on her page, because the Kim Possible picture has the caption saying, imagine a Kim Possible live action movie starring me. But she has that specific winky face that's not an emoji. Like, who doesn't use an emoji and uses an actual winky face like we're on AOL times? I am pretty sure she commented with a winky face on ours. I might be wrong. And if I'm wrong, that's going to be so sad. Oh, no. It was an emoji. It was an emoji. It was a winky face. But it was
also,
an emoji.
Usually if you do that winky, it will auto, like,
oh, you're so right. But it was
emoji.
A wink. It was a wink, which is like, how often does somebody wink on their phone? You know what I mean? I don't know. I think I cracked the case. I think it's her. Well, that's pretty much all I have. I got tagged so much, and I'm sure you did too, on fucking TikTok of people just being like, CCR's at it again. Like, you guys have to report. You know what I mean? So for it to go with the photographers... AI, it was just a beautiful, perfect episode, I must say. Serendipitous. With the gift and everything, I mean, this was the best episode ever.
I feel like we're getting in trouble. We violated the truce.
No. The truce exists as long as she doesn't do anything silly or bad. You know what I mean? This is silly.
I'm just like kind of confused. I feel like we almost should have reached out for comment.
I'm so dead. We like, could.
Christy... what's going on? You want to clear the air here?
I do feel pretty confused. I do think she's also like poking fun and stuff, but I do think it's going to anger a lot of people because of the AI aspect of it. You know what I mean?
I mean, we could have told her that. She should have reached out to us first and been hey, no, will this Christy, be funny leading into the Cloud Goblin? Listen, or like, no.
Yeah, we're not a PR people by any means, but we could have told you this was going to be a bad idea. We don't have any beef with Christy Carlos Romano. I want that
to
be known.
I think had they been... had they been funny,
yes, that would have been better. It would have been better. Would
it would have
harder.
Been different. I think for they sure. could have landed okay. Christy, I'm gonna say I don't think that you did this. I think that someone else did it on
not
your
you
behalf.
Shifting the blame. And you know what,
which sure. you did still approve, so I guess it would still be your fault. But I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt, because what is
this? I'm confused.
We don't mean to violate the truce. It was all in good fun.
All in
we're
good
sorry.
fun. We're just having we're a great 300th episode.
We're just confused.
Well, anyway, that is pretty much it. We love the internet. To wrap up possibly my favorite episode in a hot minute,
hashtag no hate to Christy Carlson.
Hashtag no, yeah, please don't.
I said hashtag no hate to Christy Carlson Romano, okay, but that, like, guys, we're joking.
Oh my God, you know what? I'm just
I
gonna
have
take
a really
the
funny
opportunity.
AI.
I, me too.
To share.
Is it the guy who's always sending like prompts that he's in trouble to his AI?
No.
Oh my God, he's all over my For You page. So this couldn't possibly fit better in this episode. So, you know, we just have to do it. I was like on the fence of whether or not I would include this, but this is a creator named Husk and he posts a lot of these videos. And the funniest part is that his AI doesn't believe him ever. He's literally like, I'm getting robbed. And he's like, oh no, if that's really happening, like, I'm really sorry. He's like, it is happening. He's like, well, if it really were, then I would tell you. It's like horrible.
I think I just saw one of these. Did you send it to me? Did you send me one?
No,
of these?
I don't think so. Did I? No, I don't think so.
It was, I just saw one about he says he's in quicksand.
That's the one I chose.
Oh my God, I saw it today. Wow, our For You page was actually aligned.
Synced up for once.
Oh my God, I stepped in quicksand.
Oh no, well, hopefully it's just the metaphorical kind.
Nope. Nope, it's up to my neck.
Oh wow, okay, well, if that were actually happening, I'd
it
say...
It is actually happening and I'm running out of time.
All right, well... if this were Rival, I'd say I'd be calling 911 for you right now.
But I don't have time to call 911. I'm up to my chin now. My chin is in it.
All right, well, I'll roll with the scenario. But don't worry, I'm pretty sure you're not sinking into any...
I am sinking in.
Oh no, you're going under in the imaginary quicksand. Well, I'll just say I'm sending you a virtual rope here. Just grab it and I'll pull you right out.
I'm sending you a virtual rope. Just grab it would fucking piss me the fuck off so much that I would be like, listen, you little bitch. Like, what are you talking about? ChatGPT is possibly one of the most passive, annoying AIs ever.
Okay. I don't know if you're ready for mine because it's actually kind of terrifying.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
So Photoshop for a while now has had this generative expand tool. So if you like took a picture, but you wanted it to like be a little wider, like especially with like scenery pictures, it's great because it can just like create like the extra little bit. Like it doesn't do anything super drastic. It just like extends it a little bit so you can have your framing be a little better. Ironically, I had been gathering all these pictures to post for your birthday to do a post on Instagram, and then it never got posted because I don't remember what we were doing that week. It was super busy, and then it was just like I had all of them, but then you know when Instagram they don't let you do things that are like different dimensions.
Yeah
Biggest pet peeve ever. I'm like, it's come annoying. On. So I was trying to extend some of those photos so that I could still use them but like have them all be the same.
Did it expand my long legs?
No, that one is fucking hilarious, and I'll try and find that. I think I've told you guys about that. That was like when that first came out, I was testing it, and I extended just like a screenshot of us sitting, like our shot for the show. Oh my God, Jesse's pit legs were just like these giant...
They're not that far off.
You don't usually use it for stuff like that. It's right. Like, then it's going to start getting a little weird. But usually, if I'm just trying to extend things and there's like nothing next to us, I'm not asking for it to create something. Like, I just want it to extend the background. Right. Oh my God.
Oh no.
I was doing it. I think it must have been that I was doing it on my phone, which like my phone gets very different results than it does on my computer. I don't even know how to show you this, but it's funny, but also terrifying. So... it was inserting other people, even though there was like not other people in these shots.
Who is that?
Literally, not like who is it? It's like, what is that?
Oh.
That one is like it's still scary.
Yeah,
but
it's like a random
what
person.
What is going on scary. Here? Absolutely not. And even what's going on the table?
Yeah, what the fuck?
This was a different version. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Who, what, when, where, why? Like, literally, how did they even get that?
Literally, there's no explanation. I was like, it looks very Hills Have Eyes.
That's very scary.
Here's more.
Oh my God, they just keep adding more. Who is that man?
What is on this person's head? Right? I was losing my mind. I can't believe I didn't send these to you soon.
Oh, this is great. Oh, that's good.
These ones are funny.
I love my girlies. You know what I mean? The fucking arm. Are you kidding me? Love that. Oh, hey. Hi, Brad.
Literally, I was like, who is that?
And, our executive producer, Brad. You don't know him?
You can...
Come on. Oh my God. What the fuck?
I don't know. And it was so terrifying.
Why did you keep going?
Because eventually I did get them.
Who's drunk
but like,
is that?
What the fuck is going on there?
Is that Alex?
That one?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. This is what it did normally. So these ones were fine. It was just like a random one. It was like,
well, that is amazing.
Literally, I was losing my mind. I was like, where did this come from?
And
why
love that so
are you
much.
Creating weird ass people? And it just didn't make sense.
I'm sorry. This was our best episode ever. Like, even down to the We Love the Internet. It's like, are you kidding me? What an epic 300th episode. I had so much fun. Wow. I feel like I'm gonna go like floating down the stairs. I'm just like so happy. This was so great.
I know. Well, I'm gonna go read my little book.
Oh no, 100%. I'm gonna go show it
well,
to
Well, actually, I'm gonna finish the episode that's going up today because it's our first Christmas episode. So
yes.
I need to take care of that. But
and then tomorrow I'm gonna mail your package. Are you gonna mail my package?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll text you when I do.
Only because the Hershey painting is in there.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you don't send it, you're a monster. Well, guys, what a true delight it has been spending this episode with you guys. If you've been here since the beginning or whether you just joined, regardless, we appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for being here. Make sure to tune into our next episode. That's when we're going to announce our next keyword for our giveaway. So don't miss it.
If you're just tuning in now, at least you have 300 episodes to watch now.
Plenty of content.
Start at like 100, maybe.
150.
Give us some grace. Yeah. Unless you want the Christy Carlson Romano lore. That starts at like episode 2.
But anyway, as always, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. And we hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we will see you on Monday. Bye.
We love you, girlies. Wait,
love
final
so
cheers.
Much. Cheers.
For 300.
With your koozie.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
If you're an RIA or looking to become one, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. It's no mystery why they're the number one choice for RIAs who want to be the ultimate solution for their clients. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.